July 1st, 1985. Blue Claw, Long Island, New York. How freeing it would be. How useful, how illuminating. If a fortune teller should walk through the door of Molly's tattoo. Who else could Gina consult? For 3 days, she'd been pacing the docks behind the shop, as if she'd catch some brilliant idea swimming in the river. Just fish it out of those rainbow wriggles of oil slick. An hour ago, Dominic had said, "Enough." And he was the authority, the shop owner, the 10 years older brother. He summoned her back inside to the shop's waiting area, where he'd set up his Olympia portable typewriter on the coffee table. "You're not wasting your life here. Time to make a plan." From the age of 15, Gina had done all her homework in this very room, while drifters and eccentrics told their stories over the staccato buzz of Dominic Mully's tattoo machine. This was the one place on Earth where she belonged. She'd memorized every design on the flash posters. Their stock eagles and ships and arrowed hearts. She'd painted that mural over the couch, the centerpiece to all their flash. A muscled mermaid leaning against an anchor, holding an artist's palette. As if she had just lettered the bold-faced Mully's on the wall. As of last Saturday, though, Gina was a high school graduate. She still had a nasty sunburn as a memento of the ceremony. Now began some other life. "Step one," Dominic had said. "Write a resume." Resumes meant interviews, meant jobs where you had to look people in the eye, and that was never easy for her like it was for Dominic. She always said the wrong thing, or the right thing in a strange way, and had to escape sometimes to the bathroom because breathing felt like sucking air through a cotton filter. It had happened when she worked at the bait shop, the movie theater, the housekeeping service, and the card store. And wherever she worked next, it would happen again. Here she sat, though, miserably clacking out her name on the Olympia one percussive letter at a time. If she were a typewriter key, which one would she be? The ampersand with its crossed arms? No, a left parenthesis. The scrawny bend of her body, the shy hunch to her shoulders.
"Hey, Chicky!"
A customer, a biker with a blonde horseshoe mustache, was snapping his fingers at her. He was getting a tattoo of a blue devil from Mackie, one of the guys who worked for Dominic.
"You work here?"
"She's the lackey,"
Mackie said, pausing to dip his needle back into a little paper cup of ink. Sweat glazed his bald head. His arms swelled out of the sleeves of his t-shirt. "I help my brother run the shop." In truth, Gina wasn't allowed to run anything but the vacuum. She turned her attention back to the typewriter. "Hard worker seeking position as..." What? Leave it blank for now. Strengths include...
"What I'm asking is, you do tattoos? Say I wanted some artwork down here."
Gina glanced over to see the biker moving his hand to his fly, giving her a sly look. She rolled her eyes. Dudes always made that joke like they were the first one to think of it. Focus on the typewriter. Strengths include attention to...
"She can't tattoo," Mackie said. "So what are you, the secretary?"
the biker said. "I'm looking for a job." The biker scratched his mustache.
"Thought you said you helped run the shop."
"I don't take a salary." She liked saying it that way. Classed it up.
"So what kind of job are you looking for?"
And that was the question precisely. The reason she needed a fortune teller. She could not envision this new life she was supposed to create, much less the next step toward it, which made these orders from Dominic. Just picture yourself in 5 years. Impossible. The best she could do was list all the futures she didn't want.